But he says, but only Ktani Shemim Yisuis. Is Regila Yisrofe. Bigilosh. But Gdele Shemim Yisuis were not Regilas. Bigilosh. Were not Regilas Bigilosh. You see from that. In other words, it wasn't like today. I mean, today, so even I mean, among the Satmar Hasidim, Pnuyeis don't cover their hair even when they walk in the street. Walk in the street, but you see that Bisman Chazal, so even Pnuyeis, when they in the presence of Rabim, and he means that, he doesn't mean that even not in the presence of Rabbi, because in the previous days, as he says, Mikol Mokim Kamu Pomim Migalim Reishon Vigamutorim Migalis Ba'akroy Ba'ome Afilu Bifnei Kol Eilom Mashirin Kim Binoshim. So what do you mean Mashirin Kim Binoshim? That Bifnei Kol Eilom even Ba'akroy Ba'ome it wasn't the Derech even of Nuis. So it's not like today. Today, I mean, Who ever heard of Pnuyeis covering the hair when they go in the street? No one heard it. But you see that Bisman Chazal, now, Samuel mentioned to you, on the contrary, we see from the Gemore that it was the derech of women of Pnuyeis Dafke to walk in the street with the hair uncovered, because the Mishnah in Ksuvah says that if two Eidim testify, the question is whether a certain woman got married as a psula or as an almono. So if the Eidim testify that so that's a raya that she got married as a psula, not as an almono. So we see that the practice was that even at the time when she went to the chuppah, so it was Reishi Perua. So you'll see how Rashi in Ksuvos explains Reishi Perua, that was the semen. In other words, they put a certain kerchief on the hair, and then a lot of hair came out in the back. So that was the semen at the chuppah. They did it that way. So that was the semen that she got married as a psulo, not as an almono, because when an almono went to chuppe, so no hair came out from beneath the kerchief. So in other words, so inumo mi is a tziv, it's a kerchief. The more in Ksuvos as to Rishen is what it means, but according to one lotion, it's muchach, on the contrary, that the derech was to cover the hair, the center of the head, with the kerchief, with the tziv, and then, but they had long hair, so hair came out on the shoulders. And that was the way they went to chuppah, a psul. So that doesn't mean that they kept the hair uncovered, but the center of the head was always kept covered by women, even by pnuyis, bifnei kol eilom. That's how it's mashma. That's mashma. And by men, it doesn't mean, as some so-called Jewish historians write time and time again, I mean, they mention it, Bikelis of walking, that Bisman Chazal, so everyone walked in the street, Bigil Rosh, I mean, Rabbi Kiven, Rabbi Tarfum, Rabbi Zab Nazari, everybody, who not? Because of this Gemara. Because of this Gemara, they quote this Gemara. What this Gemara means, it means that Bakroy Baalme, in other words, it was not, they were not Zoya not to take off the head. There was no such thing. But Bakroy Baalme, but if someone bikvies, Bifnei Kol Eilom goes in the street, Bigil Rosh, so is a Chayte. Now, I don't want to use the Loshon Roshe, because unfortunately today, people are so ignorant that we couldn't call him Roshe, because people think there is nothing wrong in walking in the street Bigil Rosh. So Memele is not amazed, but a Chayte certainly is. It's certain because he's not a Balmides. Anyone who doesn't follow the Arbenis in midas, whether it's in dress or in behavior towards people, in anything, so is a chayv. All right. Haleida min ha-yehudim. Yehudim, ha-yehudim ba-midbo, those who are born already. Muter b'neildim. So is muter in those who are yet to be born. Min ha-neildim, if he asked a noye from the neildim, osam na-yehudim. Remeya matir ha-b'neildim. V'chabnei chachomim ha-imrim, when he's having zeal, he should darkly revolt. She darkly revolt. Look at Meir. So the lotion that Meir uses is Mina Neildim, if he took in a very asset of Neildim, so Meir's in his matter, I'll be Yehudim. Even Yehudim. So what does it mean? Not only is he Mutter, I'll be Neildim, but not only is he muter bin Yehudim, but he is muter even bin Yehudim. So, whom is yourself? So he's muter on everybody. But he answered, min an Yehudim. So how can Rav Meir say, muter am bin Yehudim? Not only in Yehudim, but also Yehudim. Rav Meir, v'loi b'boi in Yehudim, v'loi m'boi in Yehudim. He said, but am bin Yehudim yourself. אלו ממען עושה, זה כמו עושה, זה חסור המחסור הקטן. הנהידים מהלודים מותה בנהילדים. נהילדים עושה בלודים. חד מי ירים מרח, הנהידים מהלודים מותה בלילדים. So the half modifies הנהידים. מותה בלכהיך, הנהידים מהלודים מותה בנהילדים. אומר לי רב פופר, הבאי אלי מימרו, הנהילדים מסיאלדים מאשמע, אלו מעטו שני בנכו הנהילדים לכו בארץ מצרים, או חנמדי סיאלדינו. ולו מיידי ילידי, Well, my leader, Mashmal, Matin, receiving a bay needle by Zovid, Yoshne, or Hanamid, there. Habe, you already was born, Vadaim in Asheroibo, El Mashmoch, El Mashmoch. So, in washing Mikro the Hood, in washing the other Hood. So, in washing Mikro, so it's Mashmoch, Mashmoch. But, in washing the other, so Yeludim does not include Neildim. But Neildim includes Yehudim. V'chachomim emrim v'nischavim zeo mishidak livoleit. So whom did he mean to exclude? La'afuke mai, la'afuke dogim ve'ifis. She'im atilim beitzim, v'lo yimisizere b'meir. Haneidem mishifshisabes, also b'yishroil, also b'kusim. מאיך רישו מוסה בישראל ובוסה בקורסים, מאילו ירושלים, מאילו ירושלים, מוסה בישראל ומוטה בקורסים. So if somebody takes an eder, he answers the anoye from those who observe the Shabbos. So he's not allowed to have anoye from Jews, he's not allowed to have anoye from Kusim, because Kusim also observe Shabbos. Also observe Shabbos. מאיך לישום עושה בישראל ועושה בקוסים. Now that was a תקונה. The Gemara in Bava Kamma, Merube mentions, Ezra was misaken. That to eat shum. Now, there is a very remarkable thing. Now, that you can find in the Encyclopedia Britannica that it was discovered not long ago that there is a certain vitamin, I forgot what vitamin it is, you know, it's a certain letter in the alphabet. Every vitamin has a certain letter of the alphabet. I don't remember what a vitamin it is. So that there is a certain vitamin that is present, that is necessary for fertility. And that vitamin exists in great abundance in garlic, shum. So in other words, garlic has an abundance of that vitamin. And if any male, does not have this vitamin in his diet, so he'll have a problem with having children. That is one of the latest discoveries. So this discovery, Ezra Seifanu. And Ezra was misakein, that Leili Shabbos, every Jew, every male, not woman, so should eat garlic. So meich lishum, osa bi Yisrael, vi osa bi kusim. So it appears from this Gemara that the kusim, even though they did not believe in the Torah Shebaal Peh, and they defied the Torah Shebaal Peh, but this takone of Ezra, they accepted, because they knew that it's a good takone. So meilu Yerushalayim, osa bi Yisrael, umuta bi kusim. Now, my shif is Shabbos. Ilo yim mikayim is Shabbos. My yoyi bikusi. Afilo yim kichovim name. Elo mitzum la Shabbos. Yoche. And the goy, even if he is a seven-day Adventist, but he's not mitzum la Shabbos. A kusi is mitzum. In other words, if we say kusim gerem the same, so he's mitzum. El Mitzvah Shabbos Yochei Mesei Vemil Yerushalayim Osa Bisroel Muta Bikusim Amai Vo Mitzuvim Ninu Omar Abaye Mitzuvim Veisik Otan Bitarte Bo Vekamai Se Yisroel Vikusim Mitzuvim Veisim Hem Kichovim Ahu De Avde Eisim Veino Mitzuvim Beil Yerushalayim Yisroel Mitzuvim Veisim Kusim Mitzuvim Veino Meisim. So this Mishneh, this Gemara declares that actually kusim are mitzuveh and little regal also. But they don't observe it because they believe in Harkrizim and they defy the Yerushalayim. But mitzuveh they are because kusim gerem is saying. So maybe they are mitzuveh. But when someone says Mishneh si Shabbos, he means those who are mitzuveh and who observe. So, and kusim observe. Now, so, il Yerushalayim also means those who are mitzuven il regel and who observe the mitzvah of il regel. Kusim are mitzuven, but they don't observe. Now, the Rambam mentions the din of the Mishnah of Aneda Mishif Shabbos, so also be Yisroel, also be kusim. And he also mentions Meili Yerushalayim Osa Bi Yisroel Muta Bi Kusim. He doesn't mention Shum. The Rambam Yod HaZoko does not mention the Takone of Ezra of Achila Shum. But the Rambam here in Perush HaMishnah explains it as to why he is Masvid Achila Shum. יזבוי לכם בזיס המסכס שהויו מנהוגום לאכל שום בערב שבס על כל פונים והיה יסעקוסי מייסים לירושלים קל נעיסו הרי הוא מפורסם בכל הארץ ויתם זה ממה שנזבוי בעזר כל שכין שלו יעלו שום לרגע. So the Rambam says שהויו מנהוגום לאכל שום בערב שבס. So it appears from this Lashon HaRambam that this takone was only among them in Zman Chazal. So either the pshat is that Ezra was the only misakin it, not Leilom Voet, but then the question arises, Monefshech, if Ezra was misakin it, not Leilom Voet, so he was misakin it for a certain zman. So if it's not Leilom Voet, usually if a takone is made, it's Leilom Voet. But if Ezra stipulated that it should only be a temporary obligation, not a permanent obligation, so the question is, then he probably set a limit for when. So, if it was not enacted as a permanent thing, so it was, in all probability, it was enacted just for his days, for his time. But with the Mishnah, it was long, so many years after Ezra. And still the Mishnah mentions it. So, apparently, Ezra did not apply it only to his generation, but he applied it to the future generations too, because when Rabbi Nachkodesh was inside of the Mishnah, there's so many generations after Ezra. So many generations after Ezra, it was about, between 700 and 800 years between the days of Ezra and the Mishnah. And the Mishnah. So obviously it wasn't enacted as a temporary takone. But if not temporary, so why not now? So I think the Rambam in Yod HaZoko in Hilchas Mamrim, he says that Beis Din HaGadol can enact Gzeiros, can enact Takones, and can enact, can establish Minogis. And the, according to the Rambam, the love of Lisosor applies even to Minogis. So apparently there is one thing Takone, and there is another thing Minik. What does Takone mean? Takone means that the Beis Din HaGadol decided to assert a certain thing or to be mechayev something. That's Gzeira, that's Takone. That's Gzeira, that's Takone. I mean, the distinction between Gzeira and Takone is that Gzeira is as Isyok for an Isya. Takone is something independent of Isurim, not as a Mishmeres and Mishmarti. But it, except for that, it's the same thing. So, Beis Din HaGadol can meet together and then discuss the question as to whether they hereby declare, let's say, that it should be osea for a person to eat pas without interzidak. I'm mentioning it, an example. So that's a gzeira itakone. A gzeira itakone. Mineg means that the Beis Din HaGadol decided not to declare this osea, but to establish that custom among Klal Yisrael. Now, let's say, Chotzi Halel is a minig. Who, not Beis Din HaGadol, but Chazal instituted that minig. So this is distinguished from Takones Chazal. Why? Because it's a minig. What does it mean, minig? But Chazal were maniget, the answer is, Chazal didn't meet, and they decided that we are misakin, that it should be obligatory upon each and every Jew on the Shechinah to say Halal. But they decided, Chazal decided, to be mani Klal Yisrael in saying Halal on the Shechinah. So that's called the minig. Now the Shikas Rambam is that one is Eivel Lisoso, even mani minig Shehinik Beis Din HaGadol. So it seems true, the Asorah Takonis, the Tikken Ezra, and the Gemara says, mentions among the Takonis, Lechul Shum Bilei L'Shabes, L'Shabes, but it wasn't B'teras Takone, it was B'teras Minik. So, now, if something is enacted by Beis Din HaGadol, B'teras Takone, so then, even if Jews cease to follow the Takone, it's still obligatory and still binding. If at the very outset, Rov HaTzibur is not Mikabel, so then it's not binding. So the Rambam says, if Beis Din HaGadol is misakin et hakone v'lipush to b'riv ha-tzibur, so it's not chal. But suppose Beis Din HaGadol, at the time when Beis Din HaGadol was misakin a certain takone, so it was pushed to b'riv ha-tzibur, but 50 years later, the tzibur started to be mizalz on it. So that does not mivatil the takone. So I mean, if that had been the din, so all takones chazal would be bottom mivatil, because unfortunately, I mean, most Takones Chazal and most Deraises is lo nispash to b'riv ha-tzibur. Shabbos v'ra Shabbos is unfortunately is not nispash to b'riv ha-tzibur. So that does not mean that all Shmusim are bottle. Why? Because at the very outset, when the Chachomim were misakin all the Gzeiros and all Takones, it was nispash to b'riv ha-tzibur. But then later on, they started the mizalzel. So that is not mivatel Takone. Only if at the very outset. So there is such a prerequisite that it has to be nispash b'riv ha-tzibur. Mashein kein, when Beis Din HaGadol is manig the tzibur in doing something, so then, even if at first that mineg was noag, but then they stopped being noag, so then it's not binding upon the tzibur. So, this takone was not enacted with teiras takone, it was enacted with teiras minik. That's why the Rambam says, minogom, only bizman chazal. And somehow, that minik was bottom. But as long as the minik prevailed, so, according to the Rambam, one would be there, Lysosu, if he failed to eat darling, Bilal Shabbos. Bilal Shabbos. Now, this is the Rambam Pirush HaMishneh. The Rambam Yod Chazoko is here very strange. Not a male Yerushalayim, also be Yisrael, muta bikusim. Shall in Yishavim zeh ole mishet mitzuvah of lalas Yerushalayim. So this is not in accordance with our Gemara. The Gemara says, on the contrary, that kusim are also mitzuvah, but they don't fulfill it. Shabbos, they are mitzuvah and they fulfill it. A little regal, they are mitzuvah, they don't fulfill it. They don't fulfill it. But mitzvah they are, and the Rambam Yod Chazoka says that the reason is why not a male Yerushalayim is also Yisroel Muta Bikusim, shall in Yishavin ze el mi she mitzvah olof la'alis l'Yerushalayim. El mi she mitzvah olof la'alis l'Yerushalayim. So he says, so the Bes Yosef in Yodei, Simen Reish Yudzayim, raises that question. And this is very strange Rambam. Very strange Rambam. Now, so you could say that the reason as to why the Rambam says that the reason as to why that as to why not a male Yerushalayim is muta bikusim is because it's not even mitzvah. When the Gemara says mitzvah is, but he doesn't fulfill it, the answer is this Gemara says it in explanation of the Mishnah. So that was before the Takone by Ravame and Ravase that Kosu Ali and Lies Gakum. Mashi. So then they were mitzvah, but still he was muta bikusim because they didn't fulfill it. Mashenki now after the Takone of Ravame and Ravase, Gimor and Chum, Kosu Ali and Lies Gakum. So maybe he's not even mitzvah. He's not even mitzvah. That would be very good talents. And I mean, as a matter of fact, the Kerneiro says that. And this Kerneiro here in Idorim is Lishitose, with what he says in Yivomes, at the end of the first Perek. Because the Gemara says, there is one Machabase says, that Nochi Shekidish Bishman Azeh, Chil Shishin Nikdushov, Chayshinon Shemo Me'aseres Hashvot. So, Rishinim say that Ravase has reference to specific places where the Aseres HaShvotim, where the descendants of the Aseres HaShvotim concentrated. So then, even if a Goy is Mikadosh HaNil Sheh, we have to be Cheshish, maybe he's a descendant of the Aseres HaShvotim, is a Jew. But he was Nitma bin Akum. Then the Gemara says, Mishmei Dishmuel, that we are not Cheshish in Mikdushov. If a Goy is Mikadosh, someone who apparently is a Goy, if he's Mikadish and Isha, we not Cheshish in Mikdushot. Even in the Mikemes where the Aseres HaShvotim concentrated. But why? Because Luizosu Mishom, Achorosu Meisom, Kim Dichovim Murim, Shenema Badishem Bogdu, Kibonim Zorom Yilodore. It's a Pasuk in Isha. So the Kerneiro says, Yivomes, he says, what's the Pshat? The same lotion, the same expression that is used in Gemara in Chum, the Bidirim Shel Ravam and Ravase is Lizozo Mishom, Achosim Kivichomim Morim. But Gemara in Chum doesn't mention the Pasuk in Hesha, that Hashem Bogdu Kibonim Zorim Yilodu. Here the Gemara mentions that Hashem Bogdu Kibonim Zorim Yilodu. So he could say that this Pasuk in Hesha is a special Zeres HaKosov Ligabe, the descendants of the Aseres HaShvotim, who are Nitma bin Agoyim, that the Kedushas Yisroel was spoken from. The Karneo, in Yevomes, he says that the Pshat is not this posik, doesn't tell us that if someone becomes completely assimilated with the Goyim, completely assimilated with the Goyim, that it is not even known to be of Jewish origin, so by itself the Kedushas Yisrael is spoken. I was just in Mexico, and all the Jews in Mexico say that the new Mexican president, López Portillo, is really a Jew. That's what they say, that the mother's mother was of the Marranos. So if this is so, does it mean that he has a din of Israel? López Portillo has a din of Israel. He can be mitzaref him to a minyan. I mean, and if he'll be mikadosh nishio, she'll be mikodeshes. So the Karneiro says that the gzeras hakosuv of Bad Shem Bogdu Kibonim Zorim Yolodu implies that Bezdin has a keyach to be mafkia Kedushas Yisrael from someone who was nitma bein agoyim, who was completely assimilated. Doesn't mean that Besdin has the keyach to be mafkia Kedushas Yisrael from Yisrael Koshach, as we show it. That keyach they don't have. But ligabi mumrim, ligabi those who were nitma bein agoyim, even though we know that they are Jews, because the mother's mother was a Jewess, was of the Maranos, so Bezdin has a keyach to be mafkia the Kedushin. So that's why, this is how the Karneiro explained the Gemara, Luizozen Mishon. So the expression Luizozen Mishon implies that it's grounded in a certain Takonis Chazal, Takonis Bezdin. But then the Gemara mentions, Shenema Vadishem Bogdu Kibonim Zorim Yelodu, so the Karneiro explains it that way. In other words, the Gzeras HaKosov doesn't say that if someone, so as a matter of fact, there is one sheet in the Miri from which it's Masma in Yevomes, that there are some Rishonim explain that Gemara, that by itself, automatically, if someone is from Jewish origin, but it's Nishtaka Shem Yisrael, like López Portillo, so Mimele, automatically, the Kedushas Yisrael is Foka. The Kedushas Yisrael is Foka. But the Karneiro explains that no, not that way. Because the Gemara says, Lizozo Mishem Asher Osu. So in other words, apparently, it was necessary that there should be an intervention by Chazal, by Bezin. So, that just, of course, only implies that vis-a-vis those who Badishem Bogdu, who became completely assimilated with the Goyim, so the Chachomim Bez Nagodu has a keyach to be mafkia Kedushas Yisrael. But if they didn't, so Memele, he says, the Karneiro says, the Chachomim did it vis-a-vis the descendants of Aseres HaShvatim and vis-a-vis the Kusim. So Memele midiraise the Kedushas Yisrael spoke. As a matter of fact, vis-a-vis the Kusim, there is a machlekes between the Rambam, Pirshan Mishneh, Nideh, and the Mechaber in Hilchas Ribis. The Mechaber in Hilchas Ribis says that it's osir to give Ribis to a Kusim. But, so everybody raises the question, but osum ka'akum, you are allowed to give Ribis to a Goy? The answer, so the Mechaber Shite is that this is only a takones chachomim lechumre, but not lekule. Not lekule. The sheet of the Rambam Pirsha Mishneh. Now, first of all, this is the only place where the Rambam mentions Kusi. In all of Yonah Hazoko, this is the only place where the Rambam mentions Kusi. And in other places, he doesn't mention Kusi. And sometimes he mentions Kusi, but he mentions that, let's say, Kol Getche Yeshal of 8 Kusi is possible, Chutz Migdoshin Shech Avodim. Why? Because by Gittin Noshim and Shech Avodim, there is a special takon. So Mimele, a Kusi, Bizman, Chazal, since Kusim Kirem is saying, so you special Eides with the Reis. True, they don't believe in Torah Baal Peh and Apikiras is possible Eides, but they are Tinik Shnijbos, they are Nusi. So Mimele, So Memele is kosher eidus. But Stam Kusi is also an amoret. Loi Koram an amoret. He's loi b'mikchol, loi b'mishnah, loi d'acheres. So he's posel eidus in the Rabbanon. But the Kusi Chaver would be kosher eidus even in the Rabbanon. So Memele, Pagit Enoshim Shichur HaAvodim, since there is a takone, that Eino Eidim Chesmo Azeh B'fnei Zeh, so if the get has two signatories, one signatory is Yisron Gomor, the other signatory is a Kusi. So there is a presumption that this, the Kusi signatory, must be a Chover. Because if he hadn't been a Chover, so the co-signatory, the Yisroel Gomo, wouldn't have signed together with him. Because he couldn't have signed in his absence, because in Eidah Chisman Zeb Nizeh. So they should have brought him the same Takone. Mashenkin now, all other stories, so it's possible if there is one aid, a Kusi. Midrabon, because Stam Kusi is a Moret. Is loy be mitchav loy be mishnah loy da'acharet, da'acharet. So the Rambam mentions that he says the Rambam says in Perek Zayin Machzavodim, even though it's not nigei now because the kusim have a din of goyim, but nafkemini is legabu tzduki. Shabtzdukim achshov kmo yakusim kelim shegozalei. So there he mentions kusim, but he mentions kusim in connection with tzduki. But here is the only place in the Yonah Hazoko where the Rambam mentions Kusi in respect to Kusim themselves, not in respect to Zduki. So the Rambam mentions here, Kusi, but the other place doesn't mention that the Rambam Pirush HaMishnah in Nideh, so he says, he paskens that the Kusi now Bizman HaZeh is not Mitame Benin. We call it. So we see that the Rambam is Chilik and the Mechaber. According to Mechaber, it's only Mechumre. And it only means that Kusim have the Psul of Igoy, like Michal Shabu Faresie, so he has the Psul of Igoy. It doesn't mean that he's Igoy, Yisroel Aval Pishachoto Yisroel. So according to Mechaber, the whole halacha of Gozal in this Ka'akum, it means the Shechiti is Oser, and that he cannot be Mivatel Rishus. He has the Psulim of a Goy, not that he is a Goy. But according to the Rambam, so he's Mamish Goy, the Kedushas Yisroel is Poka, even Likule. In other words, he's not Mitame Benide. He's not Mitame Benide. The Ksomim of Kusim are not Mitame. So it's even Likule. Evenly cooling. So apparently the Rambam explained this Gemara in the same way as the Karaneva says Nivomis. Because Padishem Bogdu Kibonim Zorom Yilodu, so here the Chachomim made this special takone, and thereby they were mafkia the Kedushas Yisroel from all the kusim. So Memele, so this is what the Rambam says. So then, that means that shemitzuva olof lalis l'roshalayim. So the Karaneiro says the Gemara has reference prior to the days of Ravama and Ravasi. So since we passed in Kusim Kiremesein, so they were mitzuveh. And the only reason is why he was mutabi Kusim, because they didn't fulfill it. Mashenke the Rambam, he doesn't have to resort to the fact that he didn't fulfill it, since he's close to Aleim, Lies Ke'akum, so the Kedushas Yisroel is Poka Legamre, so they're not mitzuveh. So this is a very good teretz as to why the Rambam says, not a male Yerushalayim, more male Yerushalayim, is also Yisroel Muta Bekusim, Shul Nishavin Zel, and Mishemitzuv, and Shemitzvah of Lalis Yerushalayim. But why does Rambam say, not a Bishifzi Shabbos, also Yisroel Bekusim? So that doesn't explain, this Karen Eiro, doesn't explain the Reish of the Rambam. Monev Shech, the Rambam Nishito say, very nice, but, so why does the Rambam, why does the Rambam say that not a Mishim Shabbos is also Yisroel Bikusi? why they observe Shabbos. But the Gemara says that it means mitzvah and observe. So this is very strange. This Rambam, that's really the kashe of the Beis Yosef. And the teretz of the Keren Eiro is a good teretz on the same of the Rambam. But so then he should say that not only Shishi Shabbos is also Mutabikusim. He also Mutabikusim. So then the Keren Eiro says, he says, Loshin Leodom is different. I don't understand. Now, according to the Rambam, so the Gozo Aleyem Lies Keakum by Kusim implies that even Likule, they don't have a din of Israel. That means if a Kusi will be Mikadosh and Isha, a Israeli, she doesn't require a get, according to the Rambam. According to the Mechaber, if we have some of the Samaritans in Israel now, so if according to Mechaber, if he'll be Mikadosh and Isha, she will require a get. But according to the Rambam, she doesn't require a get. Now, if according to the Rambam, the Kedushas Yisroel is poka because they have a keyach to be mafkia vis-a-vis any Yisroel who is baked by the Shem, and the Kusim were baked in by the Shem, so Bonim Zohu Milodu, so the Kedushas Yisroel is poka, so some mele suppose a Kusi would decide to become a Jew. He would require girls, like an ordinary goy who decides to become a Jew. Now the Rambam doesn't discuss that, but there is a Miseches Geir, Miseches Kusim. So in Miseches Kusim it says, Adei Mesai, do they have a din of Geakum? Until they'll be Kefer and Hadrizim, and they'll be miming in Tries Amazim, because the Kusim didn't believe in Tries Amazim. So it's not mashma from the Miseches Kusim, the Miseches Tanis, when a Kusi, because if we say that the Kedushas Yisroel is poka, so they are going like all other goyim. So Mimele, they should require Geus. They should require Geus. So you could say, maybe in Chaname, but there is a special aloch in regard to Kusim, since they were Maimim Baratrizim, and to them, the Munei Naragrisim was an important cardinal principle in their faith. So Mimele, in addition, over and above the Geus, they have to do that. But it's not Mistabat, because the Miseches Kusim only says that they have to be Kefer Naragrisim, and they have to say that they are Maimim B'Tchis Amesim, and they are Maimim B'Chazal. It doesn't mention that they have to be Misgaya themselves. So what did the Rambam do? What will the Rambam do with this Miseches Kusim? So it's possible, this is a big chiddush, but it's possible. Then we'll be able to understand this Rambam. That actually, as the Keren Eiro says, that the Gzeiras HaKosu B'Hashem Bogdu Kibonim Zorim Yilodu implies that Bezn HaGodol Chazal have a keyach to be mafkiyah Kedushas Yisroel vis-a-vis those Jews who became completely assimilated and who were Badishembo. So they can be mafkiyah Kedushas Yisroel. But that doesn't mean that they are goyim. That means that the Kedushas Yisroel is poka. But the Shem Yisroel they still have. Of course, the Shem Yisroel is grounded in Kedushas Yisroel. So, in its inception, the Shem Yisroel was grounded in Kedushas Yisroel. Avraham Avinu was the first Jew, was the first Yisroel, And so at that time, he became a Jew and became endowed with Kedushas Yisroel. But vis-a-vis those who were affected to Kedushas Yisroel, and then the Kedushas Yisroel was poka. So only the Kedushas Yisroel was poka. But the Shem Yisroel remained. Some Mele, vis-a-vis the dinim of Kedushim, so that's stolen the Kedushas Yisroel. Vis-a-vis mitzvahs, so even if the Kedushas Yisroel is poka, he's still bound by the mitzvahs. It doesn't mean that it's, uh, that he's, that he can act like a goy, he can be mechal Shabbos and eat nevilas treifes. The chachomim who are mafkiyah b'shis Yisrael, that doesn't mean that they are goyim. The kedushas Yisrael is waka. So kedushin, I mean, all the dinim, the kedushin and gittin and all the things that depends upon the kedushas Yisrael. But the Shem Yisrael was not Boka. So Mimele, they are still Mitzvah and Shabbos, and they are responsible. But it's their chayiv to become Bali Tshuve and give up their ideology that the Kusim had of Emun and the Ha'agrizim and so on. So then the Kedushas Yisrael will be revived. The Kedushas Yisrael will be revived. That's why the Miseches Kusim doesn't mention that they have to be Misgaya. So then you ask, so Monefshach, if they are Mitzuveh on Shabbos, they are Mitzuveh on Shabbos, because they are Mitzuveh on Shabbos, they are Mitzuveh on Shabbos because the Kedushas Yisrael is Boka, but the Shem Yisrael is still here, and they don't require Gerus in order to revive the Kedushas Yisrael. No, to revive the Kedushas Yisrael. So Mimele, they should be considered Mitzuveh and Alil Regotu. So the answer could be, since the Chachomim made it a Kone, also Isom Kedos, also Mishon, Acho Osom Kaakum Morim. So the Chachomim didn't want that they should have a din of Israel. They were mafkia Kedushas Yisrael. But even though they had a kiyat mafkia Kedushas Yisrael, the Shem Yisrael, they weren't able to be mafkia. They weren't able to be mafkia. They were only the Gzerzakosuf, of Kikad Shem Bogdu, Kibonim Zorim Yolodu. So what does it mean, Bonim Zorim Yolodu? That's why the Posik refers to them as Bonim Zorim. In other words, you only mafkia the Kedushas Yisrael, but the Shem Yisrael, they still have. And if they do tshuva, so then the Kedushas Yisrael is also revived. But as long as they don't do tshuva, so the Kedushas Yisrael is poka from them. The Kedushas Yisrael is poka from them. So, but the Chachomim didn't want them to have a din Yisrael. So Mimele vis-a-vis Sheval Taise, so it's Yeshkiya Abiyat Chachomim, since the Chachomim wanted that they shouldn't have a din of Israel, so they were ikir all the mitzvahs ase. But vis-a-vis Surim, so ikir with Chachomim la'akadom natira bikum vasei, they couldn't be ikir. And they had the keyach to be mafkia Kedushas Yisrael, but they don't have the keyach to be mafkia the Shem Yisrael. So mainly they remain mitzvah on Shabbos, but vis-a-vis a little regal, they were not mitzvah. That's why the Rambam says, "When not a mele Yerushalayim, also be Yisrael or muta bekusim, shall nischaven zeh lemishen mitzvah olov la'alis Yerushalayim."
What about the Talmud? Why is it that?
No, because that is tolling Kedushas Yisrael. That is tolling Kedushas Yisrael, not Nishem Yisrael. Now there is a goyim. That is all the dinim. You see, the only thing that is not tolling Kedushas Yisrael are the Yisurim. And the mitzvahs too, but they were ikia. So in other words, it's not to his advantage the fact that the Chachomim were mafkia the Kedushas Yisrael. In other words, he doesn't have any of the dinim of Israel that are based upon the Kedushas Yisrael. Mashein kein, as far as the mitzvahs is concerned, so anyone that has a Shem Yisrael is bound by the Torah. There was a bris. So the bris bound not only the Jews who existed at the time of Matan Torah. It bound the future generations as well. And even those future generations whose Kedushas Yisrael was poka, but since the Shem Yisrael was not poka. Because that Zerzakosov only gives a keach to the Chachomim to be mafkia Kedushas Yisrael, not to be mafkia the Shem Yisrael. Kelim shinimene lebnei yach muta b'Yisroel v'osa b'milchovim v'Yisroel minofik mechor b'nei yach v'Yisroel minofik mechor b'nei yach given the so this Gemara's kasha. The Gemara gives the teretz given the Yiddish Avraham Yisgera Oshmei. Shein nemir lizera Avraham osa b'Yisrael muta b'lichov. Voyike Yishmael, he was of Zera Avraham. So the Gemara gives the teretz given Yitzchok Yichol lechazera. Ksiv. So Yitzchok, so Yishmael was not even a Zera, was not considered as a son of Avraham. Voyike Yisol. So the Gemara says, "Be Yitzchok, we loy call Yitzchok." Now, I have to give a shiur in Yeradei, and this is imperative. Now, I don't want when I finish this shiur, so the shiur in Yeradei I'll give after Mincha. The Shia on Yedei I'll give after Minche. And tomorrow there'll be just one Shia. But then there is the Pesach Shia. The Pesach Shia will be at night at 8 o'clock. And that Pesach Shia is considered as a Shia here. It doesn't make any difference when it's given. So everyone is required. And then the Pchines I'll ask the Pesach Shia as well. So tomorrow there'll be just the Yerdeish here. I want to finish up to the Mishnah of Kenim Shin and Enel Areli. And then on Thursday, Blina there, I would like to finish the Perek on Thursday. And tomorrow there'll just be a Shir and Yerdeish. There'll be a long Shir and Yerdeish, but no Shir and Dorim. But there will be a Shir and Yerdeish today after Minot. Not a misera Avraham, muta bivne Yishmael uvne Esav. והנה אוסור אלו בישראל שנאמר כביצחוק יקורי לחוזר והיצחוק אומר ליעקב וייתן לכו הסביר כספו. So everybody raises the question against the Rambam. It doesn't conform to our Gemara. Our Gemara says ביצחוק ולא יקור יצחוק, ביצחוק ולא יקור יצחוק. And here the Rambam says no, כי ביצחוק יקורי לחוזר והיצחוק אומר ליעקב ויתן לכו הסביר כסברון. ויתן לכו הסביר כסברון. So, the plain teretz on the Rambam is as follows. You see, true, ביצחוק ולא יקור יצחוק. But the pasuk doesn't say, vis-a-vis Yishmael. So the Rebbeinu Shom said to Avraham Avinu explicitly, כי ביצחוק יקור לחזר. In other words, that Yishmael is not his son. He's not the dead. So this is the Rambam supplements this Gemara. True, but it doesn't say that the Mikzas Yes is Yaakov and the Mikzas No is Esau. That the Pasuk doesn't say. So how do we know that the Mikzas Yes is Yaakov and the Mikzas No is Esau? So because Shenema Kibi Yitzchok Yikor Chazera V'Yitzchok Omer LeYaakov V'Yiten Lecho Esbir Kas Avraham V'Yit Lecho Esbir Kas Avraham. So mele this posik of V'Yit Lecho Esbir Kas Avraham is Megale that the Loikon Yitzchok is excludes Esau. Now, so what does it mean? So it means that if not for the posik of Yitn Lecho Esbir Kas Avraham, then I would say that when the Rebbeinu Shom said to Avraham, Be Yitzchok Yikor Lo Chazera, Be Yitzchok Veloy Kol Yitzchok, So it meant to exclude Yaakov. It's not Mistabe. It's not Mistabe. But the Ramban Chumash points out, that there is a distinction, there is a fundamental distinction between Yishmoel and Esav. Yishmoel, so the Rebbeinu Shom said Avraham Avinu, ki b'Yitzchok kol chazan. So Yishmoel, at the very outset, as he was born, and even before he was born, so he was not destined to be Zer Avraham. At the very outset. So the Ramban explains it because Yishmoel was not the Ben of Saul. Only Yitzchok was the Ben of Saul. Mashein Kein Esav, they were twins. Esav and Yaakov. So they were not only the children of Yitzchok, but they were the children of Rivka as well. So Memele Esav was a Ben of Yitzchok. And the best raya the Ramban mentions, it's the Gemara Mefereshes. The Gemara in Kedushin says that Akum is Yerushov Yerit Vatero. So the Gemara at first tries to deduce it from the Posik, Ki Yerushol Esav Nasati. So the Gemara refutes that right. The Gemara says, "V'dilmo Yisrael Mumasham." So two things the Ramban deduced from this. First of all, we see that there was a Din Yisrael. The Ramban is masik on the Chachmitzofas. The Chachmitzofas say that when did they have Kedushas Yisrael? Only at Matan Torah. But prior to Matan Torah, the Oves, the Shvotim, did not have Kedushas Yisrael. This is what the Chachmitzofas say. The Ramban mentions it in Parsha Meir. So the Ramban is masik on the Chachmitzofas. And he says, Shemisho Shemichnas Avrom Libris. So he had Kedushas Yisrael, and the Raya is that Esav, the Gemara says Esav is Yisrael Mumer. If Esav is Yisrael Mumer, so of course, why was Esav Yisrael Mumer? Because Yitzchok was Yisrael. And why was Yitzchok Yisrael? Because Avrom was Yisrael. And then we see not only that Avrom was Yisrael, and Avrom had Kedushas Yisrael, and Yitzchok had Kedushas Yisrael, Esav too had Kedushas Yisrael. Because only one who has Kedushas Yisrael can be Yisrael Mumer. A goy cannot be Yisrael Mumer. So Kedushas Yisrael. So the Ramban points out that actually, if Esav had deported himself properly, so then they would both be considered not only Esav, but Esav's generations would be considered Zer Avraham. But he forfeited this chus of being considered Zer Avraham. He forfeited it. So Memele, the pshat in the Gemara here is Vohike Esav beYitzchok veloy kol Yitzchok. So in other words, that means as far as Yishmoel was concerned, so at the very outset, where as Yishmoel was born, and even before he was born, he was not destined to be Zer Avraham and to be Israel. Because he was not a Ben of Saul. He was a Ben of Hodom. But vis-a-vis Esav, so he had the possibility, he had the potential of being Zer Avraham, not only for himself, but even for his generations. Now, and when the Rebbeinu Shalom said to Avraham Avinu, Ki bi Yitzchok yikor lechazara, so the question is, when the Gemara has the kasha v'yikei, so what is that? It's not that the Gemara didn't know. The Gemara didn't know that Esav forfeited this his own heritage and his own pedigree by being Yerusha, So the Gemara knew that, the Maksha knew. But the Gemara has the kasha, since we have Avtoch from the Rebbeinu Shalom to Avraham Avinu, Ki bi Yitzchok yikor lechazara, So how is it possible that Esau should be able to forfeit his own heritage and his own pedigree when the Rebbe Lishon was Mavtiach Avraham Avinu ki b'Yitzchok yikor l'chazara? So there was Avtochet that b'Yitzchok yikor l'chazara. So the melee should be al pidin impossible for Esau to forfeit his heritage, just as it is impossible for any Jew today to forfeit his heritage, no matter what kind of a Roshi he becomes. He can intermarry and he can shmad himself 1,000 times. He cannot forfeit his identity, his Jewish identity. So that was the Gemara's kashi. Why do we say that he is mutabei v'kichovin and zari shel Esav also? But why? Because Esav forfeited his Jewish identity. He forfeited because he was a Roshi and he didn't do tshuva. But how could he al-Pidin forfeit his Jewish identity and his heritage and his pedigree? There is a Haftoche from Avraham Avinu, to Avraham Avinu, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ki b'Yitzchok yikor l'chazara. Ki Yitzchok yikor l'chazara. And we see that Esav was also a Jew. He was Yisrael Mumer, like any Jew who becomes Yisrael Mumer. So, how could he forfeit? There was Avtoche. So the Gemara gives the Teretz, B'Yitzchok v'lo yikol Yitzchok. There was no Avtoche from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that all the descendants of Yitzchok will be Jews. There was Avtoche from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that at least Mitzah Zera of Yitzchok will be Jews. That was Avtoche. But if Esav, it was within the choice of Esav that not only mitzas, that all the children of Yitzchok should be Jews, should remain Jews. So the Kodesh Baruch Hu did not say to Avraham Avinu, Mitzas Yitzchok, Yikor Chazara. He said, Be Yitzchok, Yikor Chazara. So Be Yitzchok can mean Mitzas Yitzchok and can mean Kol Yitzchok also. But there was a Haftoch, the Gemara's question was, how was it al-Pidin possible for Esav to forfeit, just as it is impossible for a Jew today to forfeit his Jewish identity. Now let's say, this Tachshit, Collins. So he's not a Jew because his mother is a German Goy. His father is a German Jew. So Memele is a Goy. But suppose it had been the other way, so even Collins wouldn't be able to forfeit his Jewish identity. Impossible. So that's the Kashi of the Gemara. So how is it possible for Esav to forfeit his Jewish heritage, his Jewish identity? There was Avtochen from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Avraham Avinu B'Yitzchok Yikor L'chazara. So the Gemara gives the Teretz, B'Yitzchok does not imply that the Rebbeinu Shimon gave him Avtochen that necessarily all the Zera of Yitzchok, all the children, descendants of Yitzchok, will retain their identity. There is Avtochen that at least Mitzas Yitzchok. Whether it will be Mitzas Yitzchok will retain the identity or all the descendants of Yitzchok, that's up to Esav himself. This is the Pshat in the Gemara. That's why, and this is what the Rambam means, Shenema ki b'Yitzchok yikor l'chazera v'ari Yitzchok omer l'Yaakov v'yiten l'cho esbir kasavro. Yit l'cho esbir kasavro. Alright, now. If somebody takes an eder, he shouldn't have annoyed from Yisroel, from Jews. So we can't be Eser. If he, let's say, Reuven took an eder from an enemy Yisroel, and he went to buy something from Shimon, from any Jew. So the halacha is, he has to buy it in such a way that he will not derive any benefit. So how should he do it? In other words, if he searched an article, the price of a certain article is $5, and he paid $6, so then he does not have anoia because he's deceived. He loses. Suppose he wants to sell a certain article, the price of which is $5, so then he should sell it for $4, so he'll be deceived, he'll sustain loss, so he'll not have anoia. In other words, the implication being that if he'll sell or buy at its real price, at the market price, so then he'll have anoia. Either way, he buys or he sells. She soil annually, if the nether was that Jews should not have anoia from me, so just is that way. So Reuben took an idea, the chieftain Levi, all Jews shouldn't have anoia from him. So Bemele, if Reuben wants to buy from Shimon something, so he has to buy it in such a way that it should not involve a benefit for Shimon. So Reuben, when he buys an article that the price of which is $5, so he'll give Shimon only $4. That means Shimon will sustain loss, so he'll not derive any anoia from Reuben. Now there are two pshati in Shemuel. The key of the book is a mecha b'yesa. Vein Shemuel. Kleim ha-reil itakone, I mean, no nach kemen li dine. Kleim ha-reil itakone li kach li kach li Yisrael, ki yika b'poch is v'yim kalem. B'yesa, kenoi she'enu mehem, aval in Shemuel b'nei Odom. Naturally, I mean, b'mtzies, Shimon will not be disposed to sell him in such a way that he'll sustain loss. But it's the same thing. Alright. Suppose he takes another that neither he should have anoia from Israel, from Jews, nor that Jews should have anoia from him. So if he wants to do business, he has to do business only with Goy. He cannot do business with Jews. So suppose someone buys a kli from the woman to inspect it. And he'll see. If he likes it, so he'll keep it. If he doesn't like it, if he decides that he doesn't like it, he'll return it. So mimele vinenas biyode chaye. And then there was an anus, so he has to pay for it. Who pays for an anus? A share. Why does a share pay for anus? Because kol anoy shalei. So this likeach is also kol anoy shalei. Kol anoy shalei. So mimele al mekusoba anoy likeach. So we see that when someone buys a chifet, so it is at its real price. So whose anoy is it? Is the lekeach's anoy. Now, shininen mi Yisroel micha bepoches, avol shom bishov eloi. Shalei vi anoy is lekeachi, afilu bishov bishov. Afilu shov bishov. So the Gemara gives a teres, mas listen, the zvine de Roma wap, if it's not a good chavit, in kei neim reishi, lekei abi eisya, vehei, deim eseive, she is soil nenderli, lekei abi pochis amecha abi eisya, vi bizvine de Roma wap, afilu shov bishov. So the Gemara gives a teres, seife bizvine charif, it's a very good bar. So then, shov bishov is anoyes lekeach, and not anoyes meicha. That's why he's mecha b'yegin. Yochel v'kira b'pochez, avu l'shom v'shabe. Elo mas nisim b'zvine mitze, u'dishmuel b'zvine chrife. Now from this mission it appears that the shom v'shabe is osa. Either way, whether he took the neder that in an enemy Israel or in Yisrael an enemy, so show me Bishop is awesome. So how does it appear in this Mishneh that whenever you buy or you sell at its real price, so then it's mutually advantageous? That's why, in order that it should not be beneficial for the one who has a banoye, so he has to sustain the loss. But if neither one sustains the loss, if it is sold but at its real price, so then it's mutually advantageous, beneficial. So that is only true zvina mitzi. It's an average buy. In other words, it's not something, it's a terrible not. Sometimes there is a certain chayfet that every owner wants to get rid of it. It's something terrible to have. In other words, let's say, if somebody has, let's say, oranges, and if he keeps it for a long time, it will rot. So that's a zvina d'chomer hapei. It's against his will, the possession of this art. And sometimes there is someone has a chifetz that cannot be acquired in most places. So it has a special value. So then that is vina charif. That is vina charif. And then there is vina mitzeh. Vina mitzeh means an average article. You can buy it in every store, I mean, the same price. You don't have to be matriach yourself in order to get it, and if you don't sell it, you won't have any trouble, because it's not something that will rot, that will be destroyed, that will deteriorate. That is zvina mitzeh. So by zvina mitzeh, if it's an average buy, so then when you sell it, you buy it at its real price, it's mutually beneficial. So the Mishnah's reference to zvina mitzeh. And when Shmuel says that it's Kohanoi of the Likeach, that's why he has a din of Sheyel. So Shmuel is reference to his zvina charif. Tani kamos Shmuel. Halikeach keilim natag, ovin shokom libis chomov, v'yom alayim mikab naisom emenu ani naisim l'chod meir, v'yim lav ani naisim l'chod lefitim esan oye shebehem, nen suba alich echayim. Because it is Kohanoi shalei, בחזור הפוטר מפני שהוא כנאי שסוחו but since he has a certain reward, so he does not have a din of Hashem Echinom, but he has a din of Hashem Esocho. But בעליך he's חייב not only on the Vavede, he's חייב with Manons Haus Afsire in middle name the Shokol Chamre Lizvunet ולו Yizme בהדי דהודו Yisnes Chamre, something happened to it. So what does a middleman do? A broker. So in other words, he takes merchandise. He takes merchandise, and then he wants. So let's say he bought a behemoth, and with the intention of selling it. But if he sells it, fine. If he doesn't find a buyer, then he'll give it back to the. To the wholesaler. So then, so, and he couldn't find a buyer. So he was going to return it to the wholesaler. But how did the order, something happened to the behemoth. Here we say, in the price, he alikiach natago, lishagon libeschomov. So only Baalucha is chaya, then it's Kohanoi Shalei. But Chazore, so he's only is considered as Nishisocho because of the Tevis Anoye. But the Nonus is not, because it's not Kohanoi Shalei. So here it was Bachazore. So the Gemara says, why did Rav Nachman, why was Rav Nachman mechayevin for the Enes of the Chameya, even though it happened in Chazores, he was going back to return the Chameya to the wholesaler? Omalei Chazore de Safsire Wilochi, Yil Mishkach Lizvune Afil Abobe de Beisim Lumagme. When does the Bais say that Chazore doesn't, it's not Kohanoi Shalei? When he's not in the profession, he's not a broker, there he was interested, let's say, of buying for his wife a let's say a ring, a watch for his wife. But he wants to make sure that his father-in-law approves of it. If the father-in-law doesn't approve of the watch or the ring, then he's not going to buy it for his wife. So Mimele, once the father-in-law told him, I don't like this ring, give it back, so then it's not Kolanoe Shalei, then he'll certainly not keep it. Mashiach came, so that's why we say, B'chazor is poter, for instance. Mashiach came in the case of a middleman, a broker, so that's his profession. So in other words, so of course, he always tries to sell the behemoth to a buyer. But he tries for a number of hours to sell it. And then if he tries for a number of hours to sell it, and he doesn't find the buyer, so he decides, what will he do with it? He'll bring it back to the wholesaler. But suppose as he walks back to the wholesaler, on the threshold of the wholesaler's store, so he finds someone and he says, I want to buy this baby. He will not return it to the wholesaler. So in other words, he's still disposed to sell it. So mimele, it's always balich. Even when he brings it back to the wholesaler, it's also considered balich. So, dilu mashkach lizunach lubome de beise milu mashkach. All right, that's it. Now, so there'll be one more shiur, that will be Thursday. And Lina there, Thursday will finish the third parak. And right after Pesach, there will be Prine, by all those who have to take the Prine, so there will be Prine on the whole Perek Shlishi. The whole Perek Shlishi, right after Pesach. Now, after Minche, so say 2 o'clock, then will be the Shia in your day. And tomorrow there will be a long Shia in your day. And Thursday, I intend also to give another Shia in your day, because we have to finish the Shlishi.
Kelim shaninene le'arilim, muta ba'arilim Yisrael. He also b'mulim t'chobim. Shaninene le'mulim osea ba'arilim Yisrael, muta b'mulim t'chobim. Shimro l'kruya l'shimim t'chobim, shenena t'chol avoy l'arilim, v'chol b'is Yisrael l'aril l'aim. Ve'im e'i avoy ha'kish t'or l'azeh, ve'im apen t'ismach no b'neis plishtim, p'ndaleis no b'neis arilim. So if one could say, that this is a special halacha in Neder, because Neder is stolen Rosh from the Yodom. But the Gemara in Yevomes says that without the posik, the Gemara says that without the posik, socha v'teisha v'yechol bei, so we know that a goy cannot partake of the Korban Pesach, even if the goy is a mo. And the Gemara mentions this Mishneh of Kenim Shaninen La'areli Mutabar Yisrael V'yosa B'mulei V'kichov. So if this din of the Mishneh had been based on Loshen V'yodom, then it wouldn't have any relevance to Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach, he has no shayches with Loshen V'yodom. So we see that it's not just Loshen V'yodom. It's not just Loshen V'yodom. But there is it's a halacha that a goy has a shem oro, even if he's small. And the raya is that it's not just based upon Loshen Yodom, because the Gemara, the Mishnah mentions the pasuk Yirmiyah, Kol Hagoyim Arelim. If it's based upon Loshen Yodom, so it's not shayach to mention psukim, because that's the umdere. So Shem Kobetz says, the Shulbetze says that the Mishnah, that this din of the Mishnah is based upon two separate timing. One Loshen Yodom, and one because a Nochri has a Shem Oro even if he's more. And we see that the Gemara Yevomes applies it to Korban Pesach. Now, a blessed Ben Azariah Meir, Mu so he all. שנזגנו בו ראשוי, שנאמר כי כל הגוי מראה לי, רבי שמואל אלי מרגדי לו מילו, שנכניסו עולהו שלי שסרי פריסס.
16 places. Rabbi Yisai Meir, Deilo Milo Shereichas HaShabes, Achmur. Rabbi Yishua Ben Kol Chaymeh, Deilo Milo Shalei Nislo Lemeshe HaTzadik Olel, Miloi Shor, Nativ Miloi Shor. Rabbi Nechemiah Meir, Deilo Milo Shereichas HaNgoyim, Deilo Milo Shereicho Es HaNgoyim. Now, so, I mean, there is a general din of Esed Yechalei Yisai, so why does the Mishnah say the answer is because the general principle is in Esed Yechalei Yisai, and by Ktitzas Nega Baheres, so there is a Yisai and an Esed, and still, so if there hadn't been a special Halacha, so it wouldn't be Deichad Nigoy. But here there is a special halacha that even though Ktzitzas Baheres involves the Leisis and Nese, so still is Deiches Angon. Rebbe Imer, Kdei Lo Milo Shekol HaMitzvah Shos Avrom Avinu Lo Nikcho Sholei Machomo Shem Yisala Chufana Vayitomi Dover Achri Vila Milo Shil Mo Lihi Libo Akush Bo Chitzilomi Shem Akri Omar Bishem Im Lui Prisi Im Ulai Lo Chub Shomayim Vores Vesamit. There was another Girse, דילו מילו שישקולו כנגד כל התאירו שנאמר היא נדם הבריס, but we don't have it in our mission. So but הרם נטייס וסד הגיר זה רבי אימר דילו מילו שישקולו כנגד כל המצווה שנאמר היא נדם הבריס. Now actually the posik of דם הבריס has reference to דם קור, not to דם מילו. But according to this Girse, it has reference not only to Dam Kohom, that's of course the traditional Mikro, that it has reference, in Dam HaBris has reference to Dam Kohom, but it also has reference to Dam HaBris, to Bris Milo. Now, the Rambam mentioning this halacha Perek Tes Milches Nidorim halacha Chavbeis, he says Noda min ha'arelim osu b'mul Yaakov u'muta b'arel Yisrael, Noda min ha'amulim osu b'arel Yisrael u'muta b'mul Yaakov שינור לקחויו לשנקום שנאמה כי כל הגויים הרעילים ואין כוונוסי של זה אלו למי שהוא מצווה על המילה ולוי למי שאני מצווה עליו. So here the Rambam usually whenever a Mishnah Gemara mentions a certain posik, the Rambam doesn't mention psukim. Very seldom does the Rambam mention the psukim of the Gemara. Most of the time he doesn't. Now here, the Rambam mentions the posik, ki kol hagoyim harelim. And then, the Rambam says, v'in kavanosi shel zeh l'mi shemitzuv al hamilo, v'loi l'mi shemitzuv al hamilo. So he mentions two separate timing. So obviously, the Rambam holds that here in the Mishneh, there are two separate timing. One is because in Loshim Neodom the Kavoneh when he says Mulim, so he means those who are Mitzuvah Lamil. Those who are Mitzuvah Lamil. So that's why he says, V'inkavonazi shalzel v'mishi Mitzuvah Lamil, v'lo imisheini Mitzuvah Lamil. But suppose someone will say, Kenim shaninenu arelim. And then when we ask him, whom did you mean? So he'll say, I meant whatever Areli means in the Rosh Hashanah. So the same didn't apply. So that's why the Rambam mentions two times. And this is also the Pshat in the Shemukubetzes that says that there are two separate timing, one because of Rosh Hashanah and one because in Kovatei Kule. A goy has a shemor even if he's more. So that's why. So how do we see that the Mishneh the din of the Mishnah is based upon two separate timing, because it is mistaber that this din of the Mishnah would apply to a case where the neder would say, I was mischaving to whatever has to whomever an oro has in the Loshon HaTorah. He didn't have any specific avones, but whatever he oro has in the Loshon HaTorah. So even in that case, the din of the Mishnah would apply. And the raya that the din of the Mishnah applies to even to that case, because otherwise, if the din of the Mishnah had been based exclusively on Loshon Yodom, then the Mishnah shouldn't mention the Posik in Yirmiyah. I mean, the Posik in Yirmiyah has nothing to do with Kavonis in Yodom. So that's why the Rambam mentions both. Shino le kruyo shemakum, shenema kikola goi marelim, vein kavonosi shel ze. Elo limi sheu mitzuve ala milo, viloi limi sheeni mitzuve ala. Leish mitzuve ala. So mimele, it follows that from the Rambam, that if someone says, someone asks the anoi from mulin, he means one who is mitzuve ala milo. And that's why he's osea b'aril Yisroel, because mitzuve is. Now, in Rabbi Avraham, in Or, שערי מצוב להמילה וכוונוסי הויסו לכל מי שמצוב להמילה וכל שכנימול ואחר כך נשתמת ואם אומר להרי לימותיה של מסחב למי שמצוב להמילה וכן נאמה אם נשתמת אחר שמור והגדיר בכלל מולים הוא בכלל הרילים שערי מסתב להמילה ויהי כמנדה מפורש דמולים מצובים ואיסים משמע נער. And the Mephoresh is like that. The Mephoresh, Rashi here. He says, Arili Yisrael, Bichwal Mulim Hei, Kein Shemei Si Ochav Machmas Milo. The implication being that if he's not Mei Si Ochav Machmas Milo, but he's a Mumel Orles, so then he's Nichlal in Klal Arili. And then this is the Mephoresh. And Rabbi Avraham Noor mentions it. So that's vike man dem forish dem muli mitzuvim veisim mashma. Mitzuvim veisim mashma. Dum ye de shev shi shabbos de liyo. Not as the Rambam says, that muli means just one who is mitzuve. So even in mumel ha'oles is mitzuve. But there are some rishonim who say, muli means mitzuvim veisim. So mele, a mumel ha'oles, but Meisoch machmas mila is considered easy because alpidin is not mechuye to be mal. Mashenke the mumala is not meisoch machmas mila. So then he would not come within the term of mulim. Vareli mash masheini mitzuve afal pishe ise oyeine ise afal pishe mitzuve umutabar leYisrael kein she meisoch machmas mila viloshen Rabbi Shlomo. So who Israel? Bichlal mulim mein. Ul hay perush oil mulim mitzuvim veisim mashma. V'imom amin amulim osa b'Yisrael oru shemeisav asmila dechmashim odom. V'imishumed lo oles so is muter. According to the Pshat, according to the Rambam, if someone says min amulim, So he's he is osir even the mishumet laws. But according to Rashi, the Miforesh, so if he says minamulin, he is osir only mishor machmas mile. But he is not osir to have anoye in mishumet laws. In mishumet laws. So this has to do with the loshim yodom, with the kavonik. But as far as the gzeres hakosuf of all is concerned, so then this gzeres hakosuf implies that every nochi has a shemo. Now the question is, the Rambam mentions nodam nareli mosav mimuleakum muta bareli Israel. Nodam namuli mosav bareli Israel muta mulakum. שינוהל לקויל שימאקום שנהם קחגים מרילים. ועם כבונוסי של זה הוא ממי שמצוג על המילה. ולוי ממי שנמצוג עליה. So if he says namuli, so he's muta bimuleakum. Because his kavone is to one who is mitzug על המילה. Now the Rambam Shita happens to be that Nekturah even today, achayu mimil. That's a machlit between Rashi and the Rambam. The Posik says, Vesprisi, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Vesprisi Heifei Le Rabbis Mnikture. So Rashi says, Vesprisi Heifei Le Rabbis Mnikture, it has reference only to the 8 children of Keture, Avram's sons, mentioned, spelled out in Chayso, but not to the generations. That's Rashi Shite. And the Ramash Shite. The Rambam Shita is the Zbrisi Eifel Rabbi Mnikture as reference to generations because those 8 sons so might have so it's not relevant anymore. So the Rambam Shita is that it has reference to generations. And as a matter of fact, the Rambam says that in view of the fact that today is Yishmaeli who are Nisari from Mnikture, so Mimele all the Yishmael, all the Yishmael Arabs, that's the Rambam Shita. Because for every Arab there is a Sofik, maybe is a descendant of Nektor. Descendant of Nektor. So the question arises, why does... So the Rambam says, Nodam namuli mosabari li Yisrael, mutam muliakum. So it means all goyim is muta. But Nektor, according to the Rambam, achayev, and the Rambam explains it, ואין כוונוסי של זה הוא למי שמצווה על המילה ולא למי שאין מצווה עליו ולא למי שאין מצווה עליו. So why is he also in all מולייקום? He should be... So why is he מותר in all מולייקום? But he should be also in מולי בני כתורת. In מולי בני כתורת. And it's not משמע that the Rambam excludes בני כתורת. מולי בני כתורת. So if we say, now, the Sheres Aryeh discusses the question, as to whether Bnei Keturah are chayev in pri or not. In Dine Yisrael, so molvuli porakim ulimor. How about Bnei Keturah? I think that the Sheres Aryeh says, he discusses it. I think he says that Bnei Keturah are not chayev in pri. Because the Gemara says in Yevomes that Pri is Aloch L'Meishe Misinai. So that means it was not even Nitno L'Avrom of him. So Pri is an incident of Mile in the Mitzvah Mile that was Nitno L'Yisroel B'Sinai. But it's not an incident of the Mitzvah Mile that was Nitno L'Avrom of him. So Mele, if we say like the Sheres Aryeh, so then there is no kashi. There is no kashi. Because in Kavanosi Shalzel Mishim Mitzuva La Mile. So that means the Mile with Pri and everything, this is a different Mile. But even if we don't say like the Sheres Aryeh, I don't see why we shouldn't say like the Sheres Aryeh, but there are some achelim or achelik on the Sheres Aryeh. So even if we don't agree with the Sheres Aryeh and we say that Bnei Keturah are mechuyev in pri as well, because more the poor are killed more, and two that the Gemara Yevame says Aloch L'Mish M'Sinai. In other words, in the posik it's not mentioned. We don't know it. So we know it through the Aloch L'Mishmi Sinai. But Mimele, since Movili Pora, since the Aloch L'Mishmi Sinai says, Movili Pora, Kilili Mo, so Mimele it is declaratory of the Tzivu of Mile that was given to Avraham Avinu too, and Diktura Mechuyev Mitzah the Tzivu that was given to Avraham Avinu. It's still not difficult. Because, as the Rambam says in the Pirusha Mishnah, in Chum, in Gidanoshim, that even though Avraham Avinu is Mitzuvah Lamile and we are Mitzuvah Lamile, but we are not Mitzuvah Lamile because of the Tzivu that was given to Avraham Avinu. We are Mitzuvah Lamile because of the Tzivu Ator B'Sinai. And it need not a Yom Nisrat Sha'aloche. Masha'inkin Nikture, they are Mechuyev only because of the Tzivu that was given to Avraham Avinu. Tavrom Avinu. So Mimele, when the Rambam says, so it means one who is mitzuveh ala mile of the Torah, the mitzvah smile of the Torah. This is a different mitzvah. It's not the mitzvah smile of the Torah. Now we have a whole daf. It's very difficult to write it in. I'm not trying to explain. It's very difficult. Tanya Rabbi Yishuv ben Kolcheimer. Yidei lo milo. שכל שכיר שעושה מישר רבינו לא עומדו לי כשנשרה שלו מהמילו שנאמר ואי וישיר עד השם ויועק יש המיסי אומר רב חס ושולם שמישר רבינו נשרה שלו מהמילה אלא כך אומר אמר ויצא סקוני שנאמר ואי ואי משרי שבי יסם כואב אמר ויש שיש יומים הקודש בו חומר לי לאיך שוב מצרי so in other words it's a sakone so we see from this gemore I mean it's really based upon the posik in Vayishlach, Vayivayim HaShlishi, that when a kinik is nimeil, so it is a sakone to take the tinik on the road. To take the tinik on the road. Emel ve'ish eshleish yom im HaKadosh Baruch Omer li lech shuv Mitzray. Elo, for the first 3 days, is a sakone. Elo, mipnei ma ne'enesh me'ishe, mipnei she'nisaseik bimorin tchilo. Bimorin tchilo. Now here the Rashi in Mefores says, "V'hakim shnasik molin tchilo, v'hakim b'milo, v'oyil el isasik b'milo tchilo, v'isi molin somach l'mitzray, v'isakone, v'isi atinik l'oyo b'isi shoel b'shvene yamin." That's very strange. I mean, how can we say that when he was Mitzrayim, so then he was only b'shvene yamin? He was b'shvene yamin in Midian, because if he hadn't been Shmini Yomim in Midian, so how could there be any question? So how can the Gemara say, Omer Veitzei, Sakoni, before Shmini Yomim, so there is no Mila? So the Karmel raises that question. And therefore he says that when Rashi, the Mefores, says here, Veitzei Atinik Lohoyo Veitzei Shor, he doesn't mean when he arrived in Mitzrayim, in the Mole. But he means Veitzei Shor in Midian. When the Tziva Hashem came to him, to Moshe Rabbeinu, that he should go to Mitzrayim. So at that time, he was only B'Shmini Yomim, because if the Tinnik had become Shmini Yomim before the Tziva Hashem, so then Moshe Rabbeinu certainly would have been Mal the Tinnik before the Tziva Hashem. Before the Tziva Hashem. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Me'aloi li Moshe Rabbeinu b'kisoto Lahari, Ke'aloi si Tinnik. שנאמר כי חסן דומי מטורי, צעירי, מי קורא הוא חסן, הבאים הזה עתינק. דורש רבי יהודה בר ביזנה בשור שנשרה של מישר רבינו, מן המילו, בואו אבי חיימו, ובולו, ולא השאירו ממנו אלו רגלו. מיד ותיקח ציפי רוצי ותיך ריססו לזנו. מיד וירף ממנו. It's very strange, I got it. Whom? The Avichim. The Avichim. Shenemar Heref Mi'av Azif Chaymo. V'yei Sheimrim, Hogi L'chaymo. Shenemar Chaymo Inli. V'aksiv Ki Yogerti Mipnei Avi Achaymo. Tzrei Chaymo Havi. Tzrei Chaymo Havi. So one chaymo Moshe Rabbeinu was hearing. V'boi say megunde de chaymo. So Rashi says,
Gunde de Chayme, Chil Shalei, Avoli u Gufei Ner. Very strange, Agare. Tanya, Rebukhebe Eime, Abdei Lo Milo, Shein Licho Mi, Shinisasek Bumitzes, Kavrom Avinu, Volenik Chotomi, Mela Shein Milo, Shinamisal Lach Lefona, Ve Yetomi, Uchsiv Etno Prisi, Beini Veincho. דבר אחר ידעו מילו ששקול כנה קורא המצווה שבתי אור שלמך על פי הדבור ממהיר. דבר אחר ידעו מילו שאומר למילו נזכן שמיים ואורץ, שנאמר אם רפיס יימו ולילה. ופליגי לרב לזה, דאמר רב לזה, דאו לו תאירו, שאומר לי תאירו לנזכן משמיים ואורץ, שנאמר אם רפיס יימו ולילה חוק שמיים ואורץ לסם. אומר רב יהודה מרב, בישור שאומר לי הקודש ברוך הוא לאברהם אבינו, היסליך לפוני ויתומים, או חסוסי הודו, אומר השם או יש בי דובו מגונה. כי משום עלי ואת נפריסי ביני ונאחו, נזכר לו דייתי. וייצא איסי החוצה, אומר לפנוב, ריבני שלנו, הסתכלתי במזל שלי, ונראו להילי בן. That's what it's mentioned. אומר לי, צי, or, the בחיס גרעיס, the בחיס גרעיס, ואין לי בן אחר אלי ישמוע. אומר לי, הקדוש ברוך עושה תהים, צי מסתג נשלוך, אי מזל ישראל, אי מזל ישראל. Now, according to the Rambam, that astrology is nonsense, so it's not only nonsense for Israel, it's nonsense for everybody. So what is the pshat of אי מזל ישראל? That means there is no value in astrological predictions for any human being and for any people. But a non-Jew is not forbidden to believe in astrology. But a Jew is forbidden, because Tomim Timel Shul Kecho, Minayin Sheishay Alim B'Kaldim. Kaldim means Babylonians, but it means astrologists, because they cultivated